WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, if the FDA clears the single-shot COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson for emergency use authorization, Governor Murphy says New Jersey could see its first shipment of 70,000 doses at some point next week. He says the approval of the J&J application is a game-changer.
First off, simply having a third tool in our toolbox is critical. An additional 70,000 doses in 1 week means another 70,000 vaccinated New Jerseyans.
Murphy says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would also help the state ensure equitable access to the COVID-19 vaccines. More than $8 million being awarded to two Jersey towns by the federal government to elevate flood-prone homes. One of the two is Ocean City, a $3 million-plus allotment as it deals with the effects of rising sea levels. The other municipality, Fairfield, Essex County, which has been hit hard by several big storms in the past decade. The state is giving Wildwood $4 million of our tax dollars to help rebuild the boardwalk. The city has had to scale back a planned $70 million reconstruction effort and instead will rehab the worst sections of the boards. Mayors of the Wildwoods have recently generated controversy by suggesting the traditionally free beaches might have to implement beach tags in 2022. There's growing concern over children overeating and gaining a lot of weight during the pandemic. Dr. Daniela Mascarella, pediatric clinical instructor at Rutgers School of Nursing, says these kids are having an increased amount of
anxiety, depression, self-injurious behavior, and even substance abuse. There's a significant amount of stress due to remote learning, concerns of getting ill, and isolation from their peers. These are all affecting them both physically and mentally.
Parents should encourage healthy eating routines, have healthy options with portion control on hand for snacks, avoid mindless eating, and separate eating from other activities to decrease the chance of overeating. Amazon continues its New Jersey expansion. Five new delivery centers are planned to open later this year in Bordentown, Cranberry, Delran, Edison, and Lawrence. The online giant also just opened a new delivery center in Linden. And there has been an arrest, according to the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office, in a fatal shooting we reported on earlier this week. A Little Egg Harbor man found in the middle of the street Sunday night in a Lakewood neighborhood. It is a man from Lakewood, 24-year-old Javonte DeBose, now charged. He was already in custody on drug charges after a traffic stop Tuesday. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Breaking out our umbrellas for the weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
All Jersey, all the time.
You guys keep me sane in an insane world.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time 5:04, now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Latest crash report is in North Brunswick along Route 1 on the southbound side at Aaron Road. Looks like one lane is closed. On the turnpike truck lanes, things are getting better on the southbound side before exit 9 with a crash cleared. Parkway south, a little bit slow at exit 83 to 82. 287, some southbound bunching up in South Plainfield at exit 4 with a crash now cleared. And if you're north on 287, police activity in the right lane in Riverdale between exit 53 and 55. There's still a crash investigation closing 206 in the Andover-Newton vicinity after a tractor trailer car crash along 206 South Woodside Avenue. 18 South near the turnpike in East Brunswick. A crash is gone. Route 9 very slow at the area of 9 and 35 in through South Amboy. And we're not doing badly across the Hudson. Path still has delays between Newark and World Trade. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. G95 southbound backs up Woodcrest Station, exit 31 down to exit 26 at Route 42, and then 42 southbound is slow at 76 to Creek Road. On Black Horse Pike southbound, it's going to be a little rocky through the Gloucester Township area. 70 eastbound has rush hour going on right by Evesham. And Atlantic City Expressway, they cleared up the road work eastbound right by the racetrack area. So the delays are easing out nicely between exit 17 and 14. Route 40, though, is backed up in the area of Route 50 right now. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 5:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by At Home Recreation, which is in stock on above-ground pools, patio furniture, e-bikes, and spas, all at tremendous savings. Come in now for best selection and early installation dates. Do not wait. Hurry in today. Ask about their free triple bonus, big savings and selection. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 470 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:06.
If it's happening in New Jersey, it's happening on New Jersey 101.5.
5:09 now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Umbrellas at the ready as we head into this final weekend of February. It is a generally wet forecast for the weekend, but I still think you'll find pockets of dry weather to enjoy some fresh air along the way. Increasing clouds tonight with showers arriving eventually late this evening. Lows fall into the mid-30s, and it's going to be mainly rain here. The exception is northwestern New Jersey, where we'll see some snow tomorrow morning, maybe even up to an inch of accumulation there. Again, for most of the state, just liquid rainfall. Looks to be from morning through midday tomorrow before we dry out in the afternoon. It will be mild tomorrow, with highs ranging from the mid-40s in North Jersey to the mid-50s in South Jersey. More rain likely throughout the daytime hours on Sunday, with highs settling in the upper 40s. And then on Monday morning, we'll see one final round of rain showers, with highs around 50, then turning windy and colder into Monday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up your furnace or boiler and give you a no-breakdown guarantee for the entire winter season, or your repair is free. 1-800-GUARANTEED or book online at GuaranteedService.com and you'll be comfy and cozy all winter long, guaranteed. Phillipsburg, 42 degrees. Pemberton, 43. Bernards Township, 43. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.